Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk about Endgame in Ireland, which is the end of the Irish. And even if you're not Irish and you think, well, it's not my problem, you should listen to this because the same applies here in the UK, the same applies in the US, the same applies everywhere across the West, right? And I'll explain why very shortly. Before we do that, again, if you want to support my platform here, please consider taking a few moments, a couple of quid, buy me a coffee, link below. It supports all this work. We're coming up to the renewal of the Podbean license and the StreamYard licenses, so I do need your help. If you can do that, be really appreciative. And thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk. Thank you guys so much for your sponsorship. That's much appreciated as well. Okay, so I'm going to play you a clip of a senior Irish politician stating unequivocally what he wants to see happen in Ireland. This guy was that you're going to hear speaking was Simon Coveney. He was the Taoiseach speaking a couple of years ago. But, well, listen to what he has to say and then we'll talk.
That's why, you know, I have been saying that my rule is that over the next 20 to 30 years, effectively, we want to attempt to double the size of all of the cities in population terms outside of Dublin.
Over the next 20 years, the population of Ireland will certainly grow by an extra million people. Linked to that estimate is that half of that number won't have been born in Ireland. I think that'll be a really good thing for our society, but we do need to manage it carefully so that we don't allow the politics of migration to play a big part in Irish politics.
So you hear what he's saying? He's saying that over the next 20 to 30 years, they want to double the size of all the cities in population terms outside of Dublin. The population of Ireland is going to grow by an extra million, and around about half of that won't have been born in Ireland. Okay, Simon, that's interesting. So you're actually stating in plain sight that you want to achieve radical demographic transformation. This is the Ireland 2040 plan, which I talked about several years ago, because I could see that this was obviously the road to ruination and the road to the demise of the Irish. And so it continues, you know, like I think it was in 2023, around about 140,000 people came to Ireland. Some of them were illegal, but the vast majority were legal, came invited in essentially by the Irish government, but they were coming from outside of Ireland. Now, Ireland doesn't have a very big population. These numbers are massive. And he's stating he wants to get an extra 500,000 people in the next 15 years to Ireland. At the rate it's going, that's not going to be a problem at all. They're going to easily exceed that. But then think about what that means. He's saying he wants to double the size of all these cities. Every outside of Dublin, God knows what they're going to do to Dublin. Maybe fence it off. But that will mean that every city in Ireland, therefore, is going to be the future plan for it is to make it a big chunk of it no longer Irish, of Irish origin. It's going to be, as he says, people who won't have been born in Ireland, people born in Somalia, people born in Nigeria, people born in Vietnam, people born wherever. And this is the future for Ireland. And all you have to do is, you know, to really understand how this one results in the end game, you then extrapolate that over another generation. Remember, the indigenous Irish birth rate is below replacement level. So the Irish population is not replacing itself, and that's by deliberation as well. However, by importing these vast numbers of people from abroad, foreigners, into Ireland, you bring together the future demographic, and they will have children, they will have babies, because that's what they do, and that will be the means to which they will achieve, be it by 2040, 2050, 2060, an Ireland where in many parts of Ireland, the Irish are going to be the minority. And you also heard him say that we have to manage this very carefully, he says. We don't want this issue to become a big political one. Well, of course you don't want it to be a big political one because the Irish people might have something to say about it. Simon Coveney, Leo Varadkar, Simon Harris, Micheál Martin, Mary Lou MacDonald. You folks, you guys are scared of the fact that the Irish will wake up to what you are planning to do to them. And I think they are wakening up to it slowly, But, you know, but surely, and that's a good thing. And I hope the Irish do stand up and protect their country. I mean, the irony is that it's the globalist Irish political caste who are 100% signed up to the EU, 100% signed up to the WEF narrative, to the globalist agenda. They're the people doing this to Ireland. They're, you know, there's no explicit democratic mandate for them to do it. In fact, they're quite particular to pretend that they won't do it. But yet, that's what's happening. And why it's relevant to us in the UK is it's exactly the same thing Labour's going to do. Exactly the same thing. It's exactly the same thing the Tories have been doing for the last 14 years, bringing in huge numbers of a foreign demographic, an alien demographic, some of it legal, most of it legal, but still shouldn't be happening, all of it unsustainable, and all of it going to bring about situations like the one that we're going to see unfold tomorrow in London when this new demographic votes for the people it believes are going to bring in even more people like them. And in that way, basically, Ireland and London, no difference between them. And soon it will be every other city in the UK, and then it'll be every town in the UK. And eventually, you know, the UK will no longer be recognisably British. That's already happening in some places, but it's going to accelerate, just like it's accelerating its pace in Ireland. And the only chance is if the people rise up against it. Thanks for listening.